calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, and I'm going to do a video again. I'm going to try to be short, but I just saw an interview a little while ago with the dad of one child and the brother of the dad of multiple kids who were the victims of the drone strike, the last admitted drone strike that we did in Afghanistan at the end of August. And you know, because obviously I was pointing that out for several days before the U.S. government finally admitted, yes, we did not kill anybody from ISIS or ISIS-K, and we did kill 10 innocent people, and most of them were kids. But in the interview, listening to the dad and the brother, uncle, He made some comments that I found the comparison between what the U.S. government did towards his family compared to what the institutional church, PCA, extended family, father-in-law, so forth, did to my family. It's identical. Not loosely, but identical in many ways. He made a comment about that no one can compensate us, that all the money in the world wouldn't replace what's lost. I haven't seen my kids in 9 years. Money doesn't replace that. My wife knows the intense joy I've had of having my kids in my arms. You can't replace that. Holding the little baby in my arms, Zadok, and then putting him in a seat in a van to not see him again. No, you can't compensate for that. You can't replace that. He makes a comment about, why did they not check before attacking us? You know, there is and maybe I should bring it up. It's Proverbs 27. Anyway, I won't look. But he who makes his case first seems right until another comes forth and questions him. I'll check that and put that in the video. Anyway, you know, if you were a follower of Christ, you might consider, oh, I don't know, following Christ. And what does he do? He gives us some ways to be obedient to him. One of those places is the idea of the book of Proverbs. So there's a lot of assumptions that are made about me. Interaction? No, we're not going to verify this. We're just going to assume you're bad. When I try to present the case, you plug your ears. What is the difference between you and the U.S. government? Nothing. You're cold-hearted killers. No different. Absolutely no different. He also makes the comment about no one has approached them. I find this, it's sad and it's disgusting. How many from the institutional leadership who I have approached return the favor and approach me? Not one. You're basically cold-hearted killers like the U.S. government. Like the U.S. military. The gentleman said he's seeking the process to go through the U.S. criminal court to get the people who pushed the button, because this was, you know, push-button death. However, it's obvious that won't happen. How many people take the obvious from collateral murder? How many people lost their jobs, were prosecuted? Only the people who pointed it out, who exposed it. No one involved. There was the incident where the U.S. A U.S. Navy ship. This was back in the, was it 90s? Where we shot down an Iranian passenger plane. And no disciplinary action, nothing. There was the, there are numerous events like this. There were around the USS Liberty, which was the ship during the Johnson administration, where President Johnson was quoted to say, "I want that bleep ship on the bottom, our ship, U.S. ship, because we were sacrificing it in order to get us into war." Anyway, that's a long story. No one paid a price for that. You have the so many incidences around 9/11, around Oklahoma City, around numerous other incidents that have occurred in the U.S. Most people get promoted. No one will pay a price for killing these 10 people, 10 innocent people. Because we're the U.S. military, and we can kill. What's the difference between the leadership of the institutional church? Zip. Go one step further. The Pentagon made a statement about there'll be no disciplinary measures. What's the difference in the institutional church? Zip. They're cold-blooded killers. Heartless. They're heartless. So what do you do? You got to keep the facade up. You have to keep the facade and make sure that I'm silenced, because anything I expose is going to make you look bad. So you got to silence me. Well, just be aware. And I'm going to continue firmly. I'm in love with my wife. I'm seeking only reconciliation without retribution. Because of the circumstances and my maturing as a follower of Christ, because one of the ways that Christ draws you closer to himself is to send you through hell and earth. I've moved a lot closer to Christ. My level of trust is much greater than ever before. And I would contend, so is my level of understanding. So that's why I will defend statements like marriage begins with sex and ends with death. So, Jim Cross, you're dead wrong. You are dead wrong on that issue. And obviously, so is my wife. Turning to the state, 1 Corinthians 6, been through this all before. You're dead wrong. And your response is cruel, heartless, unloving, showing no faith in Christ because you do not obey Christ. But then there's the other aspect, and I continue to stand in it, and I continue to engage people in it. The Bible is true, and the institutional church is a fraud. The level of trust that I have is not in an institution. My level of trust is in the Lord, and I can back up why the Bible is true. Can you? Oh, I believe. Again, so does the Muslim. So does the atheist who believes in the Big Bang. Belief is worthless if it doesn't have trust. And trust in who? Your Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, the Bible does tell us a few things about what we should do. One, bless those who persecute you. So I'm not seeking revenge with Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, with the leadership of MetaView and of Covenant Presbyterian. I want to be an encouragement to them. I want to bless them. What's the best way to bless them? Show them the real Christ, not the Christ that the institution has manufactured. You know, it's been said, if God didn't exist, man would create one. The institutional church has created one. But the Lord is the creator. And of course, as I've often used, the Galatians 2, where Paul called out Peter publicly to say, "Dear Peter, you're wrong. You're acting unlovingly. You're acting cowardly. Stop." Slight paraphrase. But I mean, that's basically what he said. And then we have 2 Peter 3, our beloved brother Paul, which makes it clear there was some form of reconciliation. Peter acknowledged, "I was wrong. I've made a bunch of mistakes. My heart has been full of sin. I've repented of a lot. And fortunately, I do have people that engage me because there's more to repent of. Sometimes I need it to be shown to me. I'm trying to show it to others. I'm not going to stop." And yes, the postcards continue to go out. And I guess in a week or two, I'll get more because I'm running out. I am seeking reconciliation. When the gentleman said, "No one can compensate us," you can't. You can't give me back 9 years without my kids, 9 years without my wife at my side. You can't give that back. There's no reason for me to seek compensation for that. What I desire is to spend the rest of my days enjoying a relationship with my wife, my kids, and the people who are currently or previously been in leadership of the institutional church. That's my desire. That's my goal. And I'm going to pursue that. If the response is continued hate, coldness, and whatnot, you're no different than the killers in the U.S. government. Absolutely none. You're showing that you have no faith, no trust in the Lord. Because if you had a faith in the Lord, you would obey him. And obedience, the obvious things, the Matthew 5:24 about reconciliation. Loving your enemies, because obviously you look at me as your enemy. And you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. And again, the Good Samaritan, who is your neighbor, their response to that question is your enemies. So you look at me as your enemy. You're commanded to love me. And you spit in the face of God instead of seeking reconciliation with someone who's trying to reconcile with you. I'm not going to stop. What's happened in Afghanistan, as it's happened so many places around the world, is hate by the country that a lot of people assume is Christian. We're not. I love my wife. I love my family. I'm seeking only reconciliation. And I'm hoping that one, at least one person, family, extended family, institutional leadership, will say, "I will shed my pride and I will engage this man who is trying to reconcile with me." Otherwise, let me remind you of the comment by Richard Medhurst.